As we head into the final hour of Counterspin Media's 12-hour Truthathon, we present part 17. Ken O'Keefe, a former United States Marine who is fighting a world of genocide.
Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour Truthathon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order.
Okay, and our next guest may not actually need an introduction to many of you who have been following this information for years, because Ken O'Keefe has in fact been speaking out for a long, long time. He is a Hawaiian citizen, and he's an activist and former United States Marine and Gulf War combat veteran. In Hawaii, he rescued 46 sea turtles I don't actually want to read that, but what I like is that in just months after September 11, 2001, he set fire to his United passport and stated on CNN that the US government was directly involved in 9/11. So I think that's a pretty good...
that there shows he's our sort of guy.
Yeah, so we won't... He's got a great bio, but we don't have long with him, so I think we should just get straight to it. Welcome to the show, Ken. How are you going?
Hey, I'm alive and kicking, man. Who would have thought?
That's always good.
54.
Kevin, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, for sure. I'll be looking forward to you coming on, because you're like me. You're not backwards and coming forward, and you just lay it out there. And because you've got quite a few haters like I have, we're kindred spirits, I can tell you now. Because I talk about the unpopular things because they need to be talked about. And if we're going to address things and actually fix them, we need to expose a lot of the cretins. You know, it's like taking the top off a scab and letting the pus come out. You've got to sort it out and clean it out. Unfortunately, these people are trying to keep the lid on that. And one such lot, which I'm always getting in trouble for, and I've done it a few times tonight actually, is where I talk about the Zionist Jews compared to the Orthodox ones. Because the Zionist ones, to me, are usurper Jews, like the cuckoo bird who goes and steals someone else's nests, you know, propagates and all that sort of thing. And you're right about 9/11. Everything you've been saying, I've been reading, I've been watching a lot of your interviews as well, and I'm thinking, we got to get them on. We just got to, and it was great talking to Adrian, and then he told me to get in, gave me your contact details, and here we are. So that was, and thanks very much for doing this too, because I didn't realize you were traveling at the time, so I'm giving you the time in Hawaii instead of the time you are. So it's it worked out really well, and you made it with like seconds to spare. So that's good.
Just to be clear, I'm in London now. I was in Maui during those wildfires, and you know, it just seems like genocide attracts me for whatever reason. Hawaii's got a genocide going on since 1843. Palestine's got a genocide going on since before 1948, really, but officially in 1948. So injustice motivates me, and it has done for a long time. And ironically, it stems from my experience as a Marine. You know, I mean, I believe my nation was fighting the good fight. I was young and dumb. And, you know, I'm so grateful I didn't kill anybody. I was in a good position to kill. That was my job. And I was in a war, but it didn't happen. And, you know, everything I've done is really a commitment to truth. I realized I was wrong about the Marine Corps. What the hell else am I wrong about? And I found out as I really studied seriously, independently, with critical thinking as my guide, holy crap, everything we've been told is a lie.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, and that's such a theme at the moment. And what I find interesting is always this, you know, everyone's trying to put you into the left-wing, right-wing paradigm. And what we've got at the moment, you know, maybe you want to elaborate, you know, on the whole Palestinian-Israeli situation, because
it's a big thing here, let's face it.
And the left is full-on pro-Palestine, and the right, you know, I guess some far-right people, if you want to call them that, are really pro-Israel. We kind of take a bit more of a position that, you know, there are nefarious forces, you know, trying to meddle with both sides in terms of, you know, Hamas and the Israeli government. And you know, the innocent people are getting stuck in the middle.
But by the same token, Hamas is created as the bogeyman by the other side.
Well, exactly.
You know, to do its thing. Well,
so do you want to talk a bit more about that?
What's your position, Ken? Because to me, this is what's worth listening to.
They've created this left-right paradigm, and I've been saying this again, it's two sides of the same coin when you're looking at the political classes. Come on. In the back rooms, they're smoking cigars, laughing their asses off at all of us. Meanwhile, they're all on tape having sex with children or some other debauched activity, because that is the qualification for being a politician in the modern-day West. We see the moral depravity. We've got literal genocide on display. We have never seen, never, of all the genocides, usually, oh, we regret the loss of life and at least pay some pretenses. But they're just openly calling. And you have to, this is my new tagline. I have respect for the Israeli government. You know why? Take a guess.
Why is that? Because they're good at what they do? They're good at killing people?
Because they just don't give a shit.
No. They respect the democratic will of the Israeli citizens more than our Western governments respect the will of our people. Because in Israel, they want genocide. They absolutely want it. And their government is representing the will of the people of the democracy in the Middle East called Israel, which isn't, doesn't even have a right to exist according to law, never mind defend itself as the aggressing occupying power. My point is, look at this COVID, look at this madness. They forcefully injected people or intimidated and coerced people into taking provable poison from day one. And yet, did they respect our wishes with regard? No, they shut down the country, destroyed the economy, poisoned and killed many of us. I don't think that's very representative of the will of the people, quite frankly, but in Israel, they do represent the will of the people. And that just shows it isn't just Zionism. It isn't. I'm sorry. Communism was born of Judaism. Zionism was born of Judaism. Jesus, if he were here today, would be thrown in prison for anti-Semitism for the things he said, literally. And they crucified him and blamed it on the Romans. They always let the goy do the job and then pretend they had nothing to do with it. And Israeli Mossad did 9/11, flat out, undeniable. Frank Lowy, Larry Silverstein, two Jewish billionaires, bought two asbestos-filled buildings that were half empty and literally transferred all the liability of billions of dollars from the Port Authority, which the Jews also own, over to the Silverstein and Lowy Foundation. And ultimately, they doubled the insurance policy, collected $4 billion, and got rid of the disposal problem all for free with directed energy, just like they used in Maui. So anyway, the stakes couldn't be any higher here. Our children are being raped. $30 billion a year? Child sex slavery? Thank you to Jim Caviezel. Thank you to the people, Mel Gibson, bringing that. Why isn't the news not telling us that? Why are they not telling us about the epidemic of missing children? How about the homeless vets? How about them? How about the 22 American service members a day committing suicide because of these illegal, immoral, debauched wars that we fight? This is why I am the way I am. And if I'm alive, I'm fighting. That's all there is to it. I will die with my boots on, and I will never bow to these bastards. When people ask me, how you doing? I channel that anger into motivation and energy and fuel. So when I deal with it, you know, it just makes me stronger. If it don't kill me, it makes me stronger. But really, God bless you and the work that you guys are doing, because really, real journalism, where did that go? Where the hell did that go? You know, like, you know, real journalists should be amongst the most respected and revered people in our society, them and teachers. Both are underpaid and ultimately are teaching crap. In my children's school today, it's crap, and they know it. I know it. They're not educating our kids with things that are really valuable. They're putting these ideas of transgenderism and gay wokeness into. Look at you had a president, you had a prime minister. What? I don't know. He had a big bulge between those female, apparently female legs there. And we got Barack Obama, who's got a man for a wife, and he definitely likes to indulge in those homosexual activities. So, what is this doing to our society? Where did family values and old school, like traditional family, where did that go? I remember it. When I was a kid, it did exist.
Yeah. I mean, over here, you'd be lucky if you've got two parents in the house. I mean, you know, like I said before, one man's wage used to take care of everything. Now, two people, if they're together, are working their guts out just so they can afford to be broke. That's how far we've gone down. And while they've got the parents out working their guts out, the state is taking the kids, indoctrinating them, and making them good little slaves for the future. And when they get all the kids, because that's why they target them, by the time they get old enough, they have a death grip on society, and that's exactly where we're heading. If we as men, like you say, don't stand up, we've got a whole lot of faggoty soy boys in this country that are frightened of their own shadow. They will not speak up because someone who's wearing a dress thinking he's a bloody woman is telling them, you've hurt my feelings. This is how far we have descended into what I would call people. I said, you don't worry about digging down for hell. You're living it. You're living it now. And if you don't turn this ship around, you're going to hit the berg.
Can I posit something to you? Because I've definitely come to some conclusions about what the real enemy is. And, because I grew up in Southern California in the 70s and 80s, and I feel like I got the last of sort of Americana, sort of, what was left of the old kind of way. And the thing was, though, that I just knew that Southern California didn't represent my values at all. Like, how much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? Who do you know? Yeah. That's your measure in SoCal, literally. I believe comfort is the real enemy. And the Aussies and the Kiwis, compared to the rest of the world, got a charmed life. And when you get too comfortable, you start to covet your comfort more, and the secularism too. We've strayed from God because we don't like the way religion, and rightfully so. I'm a Catholic.
Yeah,
I don't like Catholic choir boys being raped by bishops and cardinals at all, and it tells me that you're not very holy, to say the least. But we've rejected God largely with secularism or agnosticism or atheism. So we don't really believe there's a soul. So really, we only care about the material. This is my opinion. And when you get comfortable, it's amazing how many, like even genocide, that you can turn a willful, you can be willfully ignorant. You can choose that because you choose to preserve your comfort more than you preserve your soul and your spirit. And I feel like this is the problem that Australia and Kiwis have had. Too comfortable. I'm a surfer too. Yep. So I mean, surfer's paradise literally over there in Australia.
I've got a great quote that sums up exactly what you're saying. It says, hard times create strong men create good times, and good times create weak men. And we've just, you're right, we've had it too good. And
whose quote is that?
So that quote is from a post-apocalyptic novel by the author G. Michael Hopf. I haven't actually read the novel, but I've seen that quote going around, and I just think it's so apt for what we're living through at the moment. And here in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, we're just so apathetic. And I think it was actually a psychological experiment, especially down here in New Zealand. It was hard when I guess colonization started, but since then, we've been this kind of experiment for the globalist agenda, especially with feminism, that's destroyed a lot of the culture and made women feel like they can't even stay at home and raise their kids anymore. They've got to be out working. We've had probably, two generations now that are growing up in kindergartens and state care a lot of the time from a very young age.
And a lot of them are getting abused in it.
And it's just become a place where men can't be men anymore, and this apathy of like it's really uncool to care. We were kind of touching on this before, like here in New Zealand you can't get like emotional and passionate. Like, we've both got quite a bit of passion and emotion, and people kind of shy away from it. They don't like that because how dare you like raise your voice, and how dare you actually get angry when you're getting genocide, and how dare you actually be upset the fact that your children might not actually have a decent future. So just be quiet, everybody, and just talk in a hushed tone about what the World Economic Forum is doing.
They say, politics. You mean the stuff that's deciding whether people live or die? You mean the stuff that decides whether you can go to a restaurant or whether you have to wear a mask, which was never a law. Mandates aren't law, but it just shows how lost we are. Big difference between law and mandates. Big difference.
Exactly.
Even an act of parliament. That's not law. That is not law. The law is the Bill of Rights. In this country, there is actually a Bill of Rights. How many people know that? No, you think an act of parliament is the be-all, end-all. My country, I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's the enemy inside the gate that is there. It's not Russia. It's not Iran. It's not Iraq. Exactly. It's not Afghanistan. It's not any of them. It's our own governments, the Epstein-S types, that are just debauched, morally void, who will support genocide, literally, because they get paid. By who? The ones doing the genociding. Literally.
So what do you think, Ken? Obviously, there's been this, you know, this coup by stealth, you know, by the Clintons and the Obamas and Bidens and all of that that's been going on. Do you think there's a counter coup going on as well by maybe some people in the three-letter agencies that have just had enough and they actually want to save America? I mean, there's this stuff coming out now about P. Diddy, and Candace Owens is getting hauled over the coals by the stuff that she's saying that, you know, is happening within the Jewish community and how they're trying to, you know, destroy, I guess, American values. Do you think there's a pushback happening? Do you think there's going to be a great revelation of the true debauchery of these people?
No, there is. And I can give you a personal story. I mean, I've been interrogated by virtually every intelligence service you can name. Mossad several times, CIA, MI6, MI5, you name it, whatever, all of them, right? And I've always had the same policy with regard to that, by the way. You know, I don't give up information about anybody else. Fuck off, quite frankly. You want to ask me about me? No problem. And anyway, when I came into LA one year and I was interrogated, and you know, I had multiple people and some who don't identify, which are probably CIA or NSA. And I came back the following year, got interrogated again, and I came out after however many hours, and I was on the, you know, waiting for my ride out after having picked up my bags. And I had two smartly dressed gentlemen come to me and they said, Mr. Ken O'Keefe. And I said, yes. And they said, you may not remember us, but we were assigned to you last year when you came through. They were FBI and they had the job of interrogating me. And they said to me, in answer to your question, we weren't assigned to you this time, so we waited until you were done. And so they weren't, like, they wouldn't let on to their bosses, like, they're like, oh, we're going to go say hi to Ken, you know, and wish him well. That's not what they're going to do. But they came up to me clandestinely afterwards, and they said, we just wanted to say how much we respect what you're doing, and we're not alone within the FBI. So what he was... I have been interrogated. Every time I get interrogated, I plant seeds in these guys. And my policy, again, is always the same with regard to this. The guys on the ground, I treat them with respect. I let them know that I'm also a Marine. I did my duty until I was given an unlawful order, which I refused. And your orders are not really lawful. They're not based on the Constitution. They're not based on protecting the homeland. However, I won't take it personal. You got families. You got to pay the bills. I get it. So you're polite to me, I will be polite to you. But I always say the same thing, I swear to God. If I get the recordings of all these things, it will verify exactly what I've said. I say, I do have a message for your bosses, though. I mean the boss. I mean like the big boss. I mean the boss that you don't even know is your boss. Not the boss ahead of you and ahead of him. No. I'm talking the big boss, which quite frankly is Satan, because these people worship Satan. They serve Satan. But I say, okay, I want you to write it down. And they say, okay. And I say, no, get out your pen and paper. And they get out the pen and paper. And okay, you ready? All right, it's short. Here's my message. Go fuck yourself. Okay, you got it? You got it? So these guys, you can imagine all these guys, you know, like they have to keep a stoic face about this. But I can see like the little glint in their eye, like... Like, oh my God, I wish I could say that. So in many ways, I'm saying what they want to say, but they are doing what they have to do to pay the bills. And not everybody can do what I do. Nobody can do what I do. Let me grab my charger here real quick. Take me 2 seconds to plug this in. Otherwise, we'll get disconnected against my
will. Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah, and I mean, that's essentially what everyone should do to any unlawful request or anything that is a something you don't want to do. Go fuck yourself. You know, when the government's telling you wear a mask, go fuck yourself. When they tell you go to the gym, go fuck yourself.
It's like three times, and Sudie, she just doesn't normally do this, Ken. That's great.
It's the end of a long day, and I'm pretty, you know, fucked off. I'm ready to do my own rant at this point. So,
I'm usually the one ranting. It's about time the females in this country, Ken, they've got bigger balls in the mail. Seriously, if there's a protest or if there's a pushback, the females are leading it. It's making us look quite lame.
I've seen it. I literally have. It's like, where are the real men? Where the hell did they go? And even I have to say, in the West, it's beautiful to see a woman acknowledge how, like, come on, the most beautiful thing that a woman can do is something that is, she's totally superior to us men. You have this incredible ability to carry the children within your womb for 9 months. You have the ability to lactate and provide the nourishment and the food for this beautiful, precious thing. You are superior to men in a multiple of ways, but we are superior to you in other ways, in our way, in a manly way, in the way that a man is supposed to be. But where the hell did that go? You know, I mean, I know where it went. I know the social engineering behind it. I know all of it in the guise of liberalism gone mad. A liberal used to not be a nutcase supporting this, that, and the other ridiculous wokeness. It used to be an intelligent person who believed in the liberal understanding of freedom, but not freedom devoid of morals. Yeah. If you have no freedom unchained with no morality, is a disaster. And that's exactly what they've engineered. Whereas the dumbass so-called conservative, I'm a conservative. A conservative is small government. Get the hell out of my face. No regulation beyond what is required and the law of the land. In my case, the Constitution of the United States. Other than that, get the hell out of my face. And if a state wants to outlaw alcohol, that's their right. They have a right to do that. This is what the Civil War of America was about. This was what that was. It had nothing to do with slavery. It was about the sovereignty. There it is. I've had that tattooed on my arm for, you know, whatever, sovereign. It's not just a king or queen, man. I'm sovereign. You're right. Sovereign. Maintain that sovereignty. Be you, whoever you are. Do you know who you are? Be honest about who you are. Or do you put on a face, an Instagram, like, with the happy face and the beautiful background and everything's beautiful, but meanwhile, you and your wife are tearing each other apart back home. Literally, it's all an illusion. So, I mean, if you meet me on the street, I'm like this. Yeah, if you meet me at the pub, if you meet me at a lecture, if you meet me, I'm the same damn guy every time. What you see is what you get.
That's the way
to be as well. And I really enjoy real people, including assholes. I think they're fun. They're more honest than the nice guys. The nice guys are full of shit. The assholes, what you see is what you get.
Right. Yeah, you're dead right. Everyone's trying to mind their P's and Q's. And like you said about these liberals gone mad, over here we have them, university connected usually, and they actually look like these guys can't tell if they're male or female these days, and they look like their mother had sex with a parakeet, you know what I mean, with the blue hair and all that sort of stuff. And it's just gone completely mad. I mean, we've got people, like I said, like, I don't care about gay people. You want to be gay, there's no problem at all. That's just what you do in the privacy of your own home. Who cares? Keep it away from the damn kids. You know, that's where the corruption's coming in, because they're grooming the kids. And like you say, kids are like a currency in this world because they feed off them.
That's exactly what I've said over and over and over over the years. It's like, listen, don't force me to explain to my young child why those you two men are French kissing over there. But actually, the same thing goes for a male and a female. I'm old school, man. I don't want to see a male and a female groping and, like, this is not appropriate, okay? There's a place for this. If you want to go to a nightclub and do that, fine, whatever. Yep. But there's no kids in there, all right? Not out in public. Freedom gone mad. Absent of morality is the real issue here. And, you know, I'll be honest, though, I mean, as far as homosexuality is concerned, you're not doing your part to really maintain your purpose in life. And I hope that God made, and that's the other thing, they've made gaydom so damn popular that kids are identifying, quote unquote, as gay when they're not. They find more acceptance, they find more encouragement, they find more maybe of what's lacking in their normal family atmosphere, so they become gay. They weren't made gay. And I've known enough gay people and partied in gay clubs in London and other places. They throw great parties, I'll tell you that. They definitely do. But
and they catfight good. I mean, I've never seen such entertainment when two gay guys are having a domestic. They're just so funny.
Yeah, no, they are. And the ones that are true, like real gay and see the agenda for what it is, I've had conversations with them.
Yeah.
They know just finishing that. They know that this is very destructive for them. There's going to be a backlash against them, and there is. It's starting, and it's going to be heavy and hard, and therefore they know this isn't good.
Yeah.
No, hey, Ken, we're going to have to wrap it up because
Before you go, will you come back on again? Because for a whole show just with us and, you know, without the long 12 hours.
Like I said, you know, it's a real hectic time. I've got family in Gaza that's dying. I'm trying to get them money right now. It's absolutely horrendous. We could talk about that. We could talk about many things. But I mean it when I say I don't give false praise. God bless you for what you do as speaking truth to power. Nothing is more dangerous than the warrior of truth who wields the sword of truth. So I wish you all success, and I really do. I look forward. I'd love to have a conversation another time.
Thanks great. For that. And tell everyone quickly where they can follow your work.
Right now, if you go on Twitter, X, probably it's the best place because I'm going there. Well, I'm testing Elon to the max.
Excellent.
See.
Good man. All right. Thanks, Ken. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You are watching Counterspin, New Zealand's media revolution. The platform where truth lives and the government and bought and paid for media lies come to die. Find us at counterspinmedia.com.
Ever since the time I brought Think Big into the New Zealand political landscape, there has been a dire need for the media to provide full scrutiny of what politicians say and do. Unfortunately, the New Zealand media has become corrupted by these politicians as well as foreign special interest funding. So, and now more than ever, there is a great need for an independent media to scrutinize the government and their bought and paid for media and untangle their lies and webs of deceit. That's why Counterspin Media was born. And you can now see and hear them at counterspinmedia.com. And I encourage you all to donate bigly.
Are you enjoying this 12-hour Truthathon presentation? Do you believe in the importance of Counterspin Media's mission to expose falsehoods and deliver evidence-based factual content? You see, never before in history has it been so important to support a media organisation that is fighting for your freedoms, fighting for your freedom of speech, but also who refuses to be influenced by false narratives. Your donation will help keep them independent, and it's very costly to make such quality content. Please look at their website. There's a number of ways that you can donate, and together we can combat false information. Because you see, at Counterspin is where lies die, but truth prevails.
Keep checking back on counterspinmedia.com and look under the videos tab for more videos from the Conquering Darkness Truthathon.
counterspinmedia.com, where lies come to die.